Ron Eichardt, Vice President of Congressional and Public Affairs for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, presented the award.
You agreed with us 83% of the time last year, so something must be going right. You have a lifetime rating of 89% with us.
Gibson said he appreciates the support of the Chamber and the Business Council. The Kinderhook-based Republican elected in 2010 explained his number one priority is growing the economy.
So every American gets a shot at the American dream. And so getting their support today, I think, is validation of this pro-growth approach, pro-growth, fiscally responsible approach that I'm bringing to leadership into the Congress.
Eichardt explained the mechanics of the award process.
We've been doing our scorecard, how they voted since the mid-1960s. We've been presenting this award for about 25 years, and it's awarded to members of Congress to recognize them taking votes important to the business community. To earn the award, you need to score 70% or better in our scorecard. So taxes, energy policy, trade, healthcare, immigration, issues like that are traditionally in the scorecard.
Gibson told the gathering that there is need for reform that will drive down business costs. He shared several ideas.
We need to make investments. We need the world's best infrastructure, roads and bridges. We also need the world's best educational system. And it's important that that look in every aspect, including the career and technical. Even in an economy of 7.4% unemployment, we have over 3 million jobs unfilled, in part because we still have some requirements in terms of preparation for those to fill those jobs. And then finally, that sixth variable, capital and markets. We need access to credit for our entrepreneurs, and we need trade agreements that provide for a level playing field.
Heather Brichetti is president and CEO of the Business Council of New York State.
Chris Gibson has been very supportive of our agenda, which is pro-jobs, pro-growth, reducing state tax burdens. Obviously, at the federal level, he doesn't have the ability to influence it, but I think, generally speaking, his policies are supportive of our mission, which is to try and grow jobs and the economy organically, rather than trying to continually increase spending by just generating more revenue by increasing taxes.
The Business Council believes allowing hydrofracking to begin in New York would help mitigate many fiscal woes, especially in the state's southern tier. Gibson continued to blast the sequester, saying that particular foe of the economy begs to be dealt with once and for all.
I voted for a bipartisan budget that would have replaced the sequester. Unfortunately, we did not get enough votes to get that enacted. But I continue to work with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to see the merit in getting a pro-growth, fiscally responsible replacement for the sequester.
Extended audio from the Congressman's Business Council appearance is at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.